What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am beyond excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you continue to come back, you continue to love on your inner child, you continue to hug trees and meditate and take sea salt baths and create boundaries and live your best life, I fucking love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your continued support. I appreciate each and every one of you more than you can possibly imagine. And if this podcast is helping you, if it's guiding you to trust your intuition a little bit more, if it's helping you lean into your own spiritual growth and development, if it's helping you just feel better, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now more than ever, the world is a goddamn dumpster fire, and we need a little bit more light, if you ask me. So if you could go ahead and do that, I would appreciate it fully. And if you remember, please take a screenshot and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I would love to send you a free gift for supporting this podcast. So before we dive in and we have a little conversation here, I would love to let you guys know that I've decided to run a sale on soul contract readings. Soul contract readings are incredible. And I wanted to run this sale because I feel like these are really great gifts for people that we are close to, but they're also great gifts for us. What do they include? Well, they uncover your karma, your talents, your goals at the soul level, of course, and your overall soul destiny, what it is that you're actually meant to be doing in this life. Ah! How incredible. If you are interested in grabbing your unique soul contract or getting one for a friend for the upcoming holiday season, you can head on over to ericarusso.co, no M, and reserve your reading there, and you'll get it. And it's going to be amazing. So with that being said, I felt like I wanted to talk, just have a real chat with you guys about life, about how I perceive life, how life should be perceived, period. Because my God, this is a winding road, if you ask me. So I look at life as a game. I look at life as a chapter book. I look at life as if I am Forrest Gump, and every chapter there's something different that I have to learn. Every chapter is so unique. And looking back at my own life, I can't get over the array of differences between each year or between each chapter of my own personal journey. And I invite you to take a look at your own personal journey and see, oh, that was the chapter where I was angry. That was the chapter where I was healing. That was the chapter where I thought it would be a good idea to dye my hair black. That was the chapter where I thought spray tanning and putting hoop earrings in was the thing, right? There are so many chapters, guys. And it's so unique to sit there and be able to observe your life and how many lessons that you've learned along the way. So with that being said, I want to kind of share a little bit about my own personal journey and where I am today. So let's go back to my childhood. This is like a therapy session. Anyway, let's go back to my childhood. If you guys don't know this already, I had a really rough adolescence. Not so much my childhood, but during middle school and high school, I had a lot of traumatic experiences. I was bullied pretty badly by my peers. I've had death threats in my lockers in seventh grade. It was bad, guys. It was really rough. And I remember that whole time. I've never felt that low in my life. I was always afraid. I was always looking over my shoulder because girls would say that they were going to jump me. It was really not a great experience. And I remember this feeling that I had during it that I never wanted to feel again. I never, ever wanted to feel again. It was so uncomfortable. I felt so sad. I felt so alone. I felt at rock bottom. Okay. And I haven't felt that in a very, very long time until last year. And last year, I don't know how much I've already told you about the experience, but I had essentially another dark night of the soul. And I had a lot of people turn their back on me. I had a lot of people who were supposed to be friends try and take away, you know, my clients. Just really shitty shit, right? And I remember how everything started caving in and coming down. And I remember the feeling that I started to feel. And it was the exact feeling that I felt all throughout my middle school and high school career. It was basically ripping off the stitches of a sisterhood wound. And it was really rough. And I hated feeling that way. And it felt so familiar. And I remember one day, you know, now obviously I'm a little older and I deal with things in a different, more healthy way. And I always go to breathwork. And last year, I remember so vividly, I was on my basement floor. And if you do breathwork, you understand, like, you will cry your eyes out. You will scream. You will release things that you didn't even know that you were holding on to. And I remember I was laying on my basement floor doing breath work. And my spirit guide came in and he just simply said, "This time next year, you're going to be a completely different person." Sorry, I got a little emotional there. And laying there at emotional rock bottom, I knew it, you know, I knew it. Back when I was a teenager and I was feeling those experiences, my faith wasn't there. You know what I mean? My faith in the divine, my faith in myself, it wasn't there. And even when I was experiencing the same frequency last year, it was so different. Because I knew with every fiber of my being, I knew down to my bones that all of this was happening for me. It's happening for me. It's happening for me. And that's literally what I would say to myself every single day for like 2 months. I would just whisper to myself, "This is happening for me. This is happening for me. This is happening for me." Even when it felt like my world was crashing down. So with that being said, I went through the motions. I did the healing work. I worked through everything that was going through my mind. I learned to forgive those that hurt me. I learned to let go. I learned to understand that some people come into your life strictly to deliver a lesson. That is a big thing. That is a huge thing. Just because someone's a friend, just because you think that someone's close to you, they are strictly coming in for one thing and one thing only, and that is to serve you. To serve you a big piece of humble pie, or to slap you in the face, or to stab you in the back. That's your karma with them. And when I began to understand that at the soul level, you can start to forgive and you can start to see a different perspective. you get yourself outside of the victim mentality. You get yourself outside of why would you treat me like that? And you're able to see a bigger picture and you're able to rise above. And when I tell you, I can't even, looking back now, because it was actually close to a year, this happened last September. And I remember just thinking, and at the beginning of this month, I was outside and I was just, it just crossed my mind. I was like, my God, last year at this time was a lot different. I felt a lot different. I was acting a lot different. I had a different set of beliefs. And I remember thinking to myself, my guide, my main guide, I was like, I can't believe how right he was. I feel so different now. I feel like a changed person. I feel like it's a distant memory, even when I can remember it to my core that when I was going through it, I was really fucking going through it. So if you're going through it right now, I promise you, you need to go through it because it's making you stronger. And I know you've probably heard it, like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger and everything like that. But I don't think that we truly understand it until we go through it. I really truly believe that when it comes to everything in life, we can read all the books, we can take all the courses, we can listen to all the podcasts, but if we cannot fully bring it into our own reality, if we cannot feel it and have tangible experiences with it, we don't really know it. We can read about it, but life is the only teacher. Our experiences are our only teachers. So when we find ourselves at rock bottom, trust me when I tell you, it is like a resurgence. You might think that you're at rock bottom, but you're actually planting a seed. You are actually going through a massive transformation at rock bottom. The valleys are going to teach you more than the mountaintops ever will. I promise you that. I promise you. Have faith that everything is going to work out. You have to just let go and let God. And if there's anything that you can do when you find yourself in circumstances where maybe shit is hitting the fan, things aren't going as planned, you're getting everything thrown at you. You're finding yourself wanting to become a sad sushi roll and rocking back and forth at rock bottom. Just whisper to yourself, everything is working for me. Everything is working for me. This is working for me. The universe is working for me. I believe that everything is working for me. That's the one difference that happened, that occurred between when I was going through it in my adolescence and when I was going through it last year. It was that simple sentence that I would continuously say to myself, everything is working for me. Everything is working for me. Even if I don't feel like it is, it is. Even though I don't feel it, even though I can't see it, everything is working for me. Everything is working for me. Everything is working for me. I literally rewired my brain. I literally rewired my brain because I realized and recognized that when I was in my adolescence and teenage years, which I think like obviously we're young and we have to give ourselves some grace, I was definitely like in victim mode, right? I was definitely in victim mode back then because that was the only mode that I knew how to play when somebody treated me unkindly, right? But in this circumstance, all it took was for me to just say that one sentence over and over and over again. And I'm able to really see and recognize the experience and see it at such a bigger perspective to the point where, yeah, even though I felt like shit, even though there were a lot of tears during that chapter, everything
honestly did work out for me. Like, everything worked out so much better. Like, thank you, right? Like, thank you so much, universe. Now I can see why we had to take those people away, you know? So with that being said, if you're going through it, trust me, I've been there. I've been there a time or two. You're going to be okay. You're going to survive. You're stronger than you know. You're not that fragile. Trust the process. Trust what is happening. Believe in yourself. And remember that little thing. Everything is working for you. The universe has my back. Everything is working for you. Even though I don't feel like it is, it is. Trust it. Trust it. Surrender. Let go. Have faith. I love you guys, and I will see you guys around the internet.